That massive manhunt in Colorado for a young armed teenage girl is over. Officials say 18-year-old Sol Pais flew from Miami to Colorado Monday, immediately bought a pump-action shotgun, was infatuated with the 1999 Columbine shootings that took the lives of 12 students and a teacher, and of course the 20th anniversary is this weekend. Well, the FBI is now confirming Pais was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Natalia Navarro is a reporter with Colorado Public Radio. Natalia, do we know how and where authorities found her?
We don't know too much, but we know that FBI and local law enforcement were out looking for her. They told us last night that she was seen in Jefferson County, which is southwest Denver metro area. Mm-hmm. And just in the last hour, we got the official word that she was found near the base of Mount Evans in Clear Creek County with that self-inflicted gunshot wound. Yeah. That's in the Rocky Mountains.
And of course, Columbine is in Jefferson County, isn't it? The high school?
It is, yes.
Yeah. And we understand her parents reported her missing Sunday night from Miami. FBI in Miami alerted Colorado that she was there. And with all that concern, how did she buy a gun?
You know, that's a great question. We're actually trying to find that out now. Sources at gun stores, some of them are saying that they may have had to abide by Florida law, which has a 21-year age limit for sales. So that's not clear. But then just about a minute ago, Colorado Gun Brokers, which is a chain store here, posted on Facebook that she did in fact legally purchase a shotgun at their Littleton location. Mm-hmm. And that she went through a full background check, both the incident background check and a check of the Colorado Bureau of Investigation records. And they say they had no reason to expect or suspect that she was a threat to herself or anyone else.
Well, obviously, that the FBI knowledge of that does not get into that background check, so I'm sure that's going to be looked at. But schools were closed today. One of your colleagues told us earlier that people still come to Columbine with this morbid fascination. They go right to the high school, and of course, Saturday marks the 20th anniversary of the shooting. We want to listen to John McDonald, the executive director of the Department of School Safety for Jefferson County, speaking today.
We know that Columbine continues to attract people from around the world. And if I have any message, we're not a place to come visit if you're not a student. If you don't have business there, we're not a tourist attraction, and we're not a place for you to come and gain inspiration.
Tell us more about that. We had no idea this was happening.
Yeah, people do have this fascination with it. It was a big national event that changed the way that schools look at how they defend their campuses. And people are relieved now that this threat is over.
Yeah, I bet they are. Are schools open or will be open tomorrow? What's going on?
Schools are closed today. More than 30 school districts today closed schools, also some private schools and charters, even community colleges. Some of them have announced that tomorrow they will be open, but that's an individual district decision. They haven't all announced what will happen tomorrow.
And a very, very sad ending for a family from Florida. We will not be saying this young woman's name again to give it maybe the sensation that I'm sure her family wouldn't want her to have. Natalia Navarro with Colorado Public Radio, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.